This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I think Bill Maher is one of the most overrated pundits out there. So many people in this movement, both sides, overrated. They get a ton more press than they need. And I don't. People can follow and do what they want. I don't have the secret formula. I don't. I just know this: if Bill Maher had me on his show, people would be talking about me more than they would be talking about Bill Maher. And I'm not saying it as an egoist. I'm saying it because it's a fact. Bill Maher spits out the most stupid things half the time. I mean, yeah, we agree with him occasionally. But, oh, Bill Maher said it. We act like that's vindication of something. Bill Maher saying something and him coming to the conclusion that he's been a fool for decades doesn't, I mean, I'm not impressed. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We've got a couple of clips of Maher that I want to dissect a bit. And I didn't know where to put this. I didn't know, should I come out, you know, on the show with it? So we're going to do this one right now, first segment of the new hour, because I want to explain to you how crazy these people are. And they don't even realize what they're saying. So here's a clip of Bill Maher. He's talking about the most idyllic time, his favorite time in his life, the most idyllic time was his youth, growing up in New Jersey. Here it is in his own words.
I'm a kid who had, I think, a normal middle-class upbringing. I consider it an idyllic time. I consider it an innocence you couldn't buy today. I mean, first of all, I grew up in New Jersey in the 60s. There was no racial issues because there was only one race in town. That's just the way it was. I'm not saying that's good. It wasn't, but that's so. There weren't racial issues. There weren't drug issues. I didn't try pot in high school. Maybe there was a rumor that a few kids were doing it, but that wasn't even a thing. There wasn't even any like divorce. It was really the land that time forgot. You know, it was Leave It to Beaver land.
Boy, does he say a lot in a very short amount of time. Most of it he doesn't even get. Kid, upbringing, normal class. What did he describe it as? I'm going to use his word. Idyllic. Doesn't get any better. This guy has graduated from all of that. He's entered the real world. He got indoctrinated somewhere along the way from this idyllic world into this leftist world that he firmly was ensconced in and entrenched in. And now he's starting to come to realizations. He's looking at the left and going, you know what? You're not everything you're cracked up to be. It's no longer idyllic for him. Let me tell you something. My world is idyllic. I got a trophy wife. I got problems. I mean, but I got a cool kid. You know, the last one in the house. No matter what problems he gives me, he's a cool cat. I got a fan base that makes sure that I eat. And I could go to any of your houses, you'll feed me. If I say I'm coming to town, and there's somebody in that city that will feed me and house me. I mean, I'm never going to be homeless. I could couch surf for the rest of my life, unless you all die off. But you're out there. You write to me, Kev, come on, we're going to be barbecue. You ever in Atlanta, man? I got you, man, blah, blah, blah. You know, we'll go four-wheel and we'll go out on the boat. I was just in Lake Havasu, and people, it was my first time there. People were like, it's your first time? Well, gosh, you got to come back, and we'll give you the royal treatment, Kevin. We'll put you up in one of the resorts, and we'll take you out on the boat, and we'll get you out on some jet skis. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Where do we put this in the calendar? Two of my buddies from college, we were supposed to do something together, going fishing. Man, we're going to redo that, boys. But couldn't do it. But the point is, anywhere in the country, that's idyllic. Have I made more money? Yeah. I love how I grew up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch. Me and my brother ripping and running on our mini bike and our little Volkswagen Bug we bought at the age of 10 and 12. Fishing and hunting daily, bringing our friends out, It was idyllic, but my life has become even more idyllic as it's evolved, especially as I've learned more. And yes, my innocence is gone in many ways, but it's still, for Bill Maher, that's as good as it got for him in that little idyllic time period. He said, he called it innocence you couldn't buy. Innocence. Okay, you lose your innocence, but now he can buy whatever he wants. And you know what? He's not happy. You want to know why Bill Maher's not happy? Because he's got to deal with all of those issues that are biting away, fighting inside of him that he can't figure out. We don't have to deal with that. We know who we are. He says, in New Jersey in the 60s, there were no race issues. There was only one race. It was idyllic. He's fighting with that now. He's like, well, maybe there should have been. Maybe there should have been more. Well, if it was idyllic, no, there shouldn't have been more. What do you care? It's the way you grew up. Why are you apologizing for it? Because he's been taught. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to apologize for those idyllic situations where there were no race issues. There's only one race. You know what, Bill? There were no race issues where there was only one race, and it was mostly black folks. The race issues are what politicians create. He goes on, he says, there was really no drug issue. There were rumors of drugs. It's the same way I grew up. Bill didn't grow up any different than I did. I grew up on 2235 Hay Street, San Antonio, Texas, in where there was one guy that was rumored to be a druggie and one weird cat that was across the way. That people said, stay away from that house, whatever. But it was idyllic. I grew up the same way with lower middle class black people. I described them in my book, my first book. And you know what? There were no race issues. Oh, there were things going on all around us. But in my neighborhood, there were no race issues. He goes on. He says, there was really no divorce. Again, idyllic. It means people respected each other's marriages, blah, blah, blah. He had it all. But you know what? He's still going, you know, I don't, maybe that's not the best way. So you got this white community, pretty homogeneous, people not talking about race. He wasn't being told that, you know, kill the black guy or whatever. But no, he's like, maybe it should have been. Maybe it could have been better. Maybe if we were talking about LGBTQ and black people and gender issues and sexuality and all this stuff, maybe it would have been better. Bill's describing utopia, and he doesn't realize it because he doesn't want to recognize that utopia was all white. I don't know whether they banned Negroes and Hispanics, but it seemed like a pretty good upbringing. And he struggled with it. He called it the land that time forgot. No, we didn't forget it. It exists. It just didn't have a lot of leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's really no comparison between Trump's administration and Joe Biden. I mean, look at it any way you want. Look at it on paper. Look at it in reality. Look at it through all places on the sphere. And there's no comparison. Donald Trump was a rock star of exponential proportions compared to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's presidency will be looked at as the worst in history, and one that, quite frankly, will go down in history as a stain. Cheated into office, and you got what you paid for. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've talked about the Transact card. We'll be on our website. It's a card. You use it. It'll get shipped to you. You use it. You tie it to your bank account, etc. But anything you buy, you get an automatic discount. So if you go to Lowe's and they offer a 2% discount, you get your discount. The other thing you get, though, is you get a $1 for $1 match on travel stuff and in the store. So you can go to places. You'll be going places for free, essentially. It's better than Costco's travel benefits, etc. And I'm telling you, it's a no-brainer to use this card. No-brainer. And why am I telling you? Because I'm doing it. I'm doing it. We Melissa and I had a similar card. These guys revamped and cut their program. And Transact apparently picked up something similar. But we would get anywhere from 50 to 100 bucks back, depending upon what you're spending it on. Now, we're about to have to rehab. Melissa's father passed away. We got to rehab his house. And so we got to spend quite a bit of money there through his estate to get that thing up and running and, you know, get it back to where it's not losing money. Pardon me. And using this card, I don't know, we'll probably save $400 or $500 just in rebates at Home Depot, things like that. That's what you, I mean, that's free money. It's out there for you. So I hope you will look into this, get signed up for the card. And for those of you who want a secondary income, I'm telling you, it's a, you know, you can join it if you want. Contact us. We'll tell you how you can make it a business of doing this. 844-551-8255. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is a couple people asked me about it. Ann actually sent me a note saying she's excited to get a card because, you know, she, if she's like Melissa or anybody, most of the people I know, especially women, women love rebates. But I do too. I'm not going to lie. Every time I'd go to Lowe's and I'd get $7 back, I'd be like, yeah. I bragged about this. It's so small, it's crazy. But it's like Rakuten. And on my PC, I have Rakuten. And if I buy something, Rakuten will say, hey, you can get a 3.2% discount. I'm like, whoa, okay. So I buy it there. And Rakuten sent me a check for $10 and change last month. Now, I just put it on there. But here's the point. The Transact card would have sent me the same thing. It would have just been on my card. And the thing is, I don't know what I'm missing. Because Rakuten will only come up periodically. You know, it doesn't catch everything. This card, if there's a discount, you're going to get it. So that's pretty cool. Let me move on. I mentioned earlier that Jonathan Carl wants to be part of the resistance against Donald Trump. This is a reporter when Trump was president from the New York Times, and here's what he actually said to Donald Trump, a sitting president, and Trump calls him out for it. Listen to this.
I am part of the resistance inside the Trump administration.
Hey, I asked the sheriffs, can you imagine this? We have somebody in what I call the failing New York Times that's talking about he's part of the resistance within the Trump administration. This is what we have to deal with. And, you know, the dishonest media, because you people deal with it as well as I do. But it's really a disgrace. I will say this. Nobody has done what this administration's done in terms of getting things passed and getting things through. A article was just printed, just came out a few minutes ago. Trump breaks the record for budget gridlock wins, scores big wins. So for 20 years, it's a 20-year record. For 20-year record, they call it the fouled up budget gridlock. And scores big win. Here's your thing. So this just came out. So in 20 years, it hasn't been like it is now. We broke it. That's just really positive stuff. And then in addition to that, point after point after point, if you look, almost 4 million jobs created since the election. Americans now employed than ever recorded in our history. So we have more people working today than at any point ever in our history. We've created 400,000 manufacturing jobs. Manufacturing jobs are growing at the fastest pace in more than 30 years. Economic growth last quarter was 4.2%. And as you people know, it was headed down big, and it was a low number, very low number. It would have been, in my opinion, it would have been less than zero. It was heading to negative numbers. New employment claims recently hit think of that. The unemployment picture in the country is the best it's been in 49 years.
Voted for Hillary Clinton. I voted for Joe Biden. But this is the honest assessment. The guy did, for the things that he was supposed to do, a good job. And for where every other president found a way to, frankly, make our situation a little bit worse, specifically around wars, he did not do that. And that is a huge accomplishment that I think needs to be acknowledged. As a Democrat who has been left homeless, who is now definitely in the center, but probably leaning increasingly right, I'm left yet again with an appreciation, despite the messenger, of the message of the Trump administration, because what those guys did was pretty incredible in hindsight.
Welcome back, everybody. Before I get into that chamber, the last one, the billionaire, tech billionaire, and we played that clip a few times now, but I just wanted to reinforce that people are waking up, and we're going to talk about it in the next segment with a Holly weirdo who's awakened as well. But I want to go back to what Trump said. The New York Times reporter said openly, I'm part of the resistance. I'm the media. I'm part of the resistance. And then Trump goes on to read off a litany of things that he's done, and they remained part of the resistance. That resistance still exists today. It's worse today than it was when Trump came down the escalator and they thought he had no chance. It's worse than when he got elected and Barack Obama's administration targeted him for destruction. It's worse than that. And now we have everything. Not only do we have Barack Obama's administration, you have Joe Biden's administration, you have the same media, complicit media. And none of it's working. And every time I think about it, you guys know me. I believe everything that happens is God's plan. Think about this, what's going on right now, and why nothing is working. It reminds me of the Ten Commandments and what Pharaoh was trying to kill Moses. You just destroy Moses. Everything he tried, Moses goes, it'll fall back worse on you. And it did. All the plagues that hit him.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Carter Center has announced funeral plans for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. That funeral service will take place Wednesday, November 29th. Argentina has elected a new president.
The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday.
Authorities have identified the suspected gunman in Friday's shooting at a New Hampshire hospital that left two dead, including the shooter. Officials say John Madore fatally shot a security guard in the lobby of the state psychiatric hospital before a state trooper killed him. There's a possible deal for hostages in the Middle East.
A report now that 50 hostages will be released if Israel releases Palestinian prisoners. They were snatched at gunpoint 6 weeks ago on October 7th.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Like, why do you think he's such a lasting grip on a party that had many opportunities to end the specter of him, whether it had been either impeachment or just if Kevin McCarthy hadn't gone down there and kissed the ring?
The question is, what happened to Trump? What? How did he become so powerful? How did he get irradiated? Nuclear, you know, get bigger than life. And the Democrats did it. I mean, Trump earned it, don't misunderstand me, but his brass was tarnished. People saw he was damaged goods after the election. It was like he allowed himself to get deposed. I remember thinking, how do you allow that? How do you not see that coming a mile away? And I will tell you, there are a few things I blame Trump for: his personnel picks, his understanding of government, and how badly they wanted to get him. Those are two things that just get me. And, of course, COVID, getting tricked into doing something there. I think that it really upsets me that he wasn't shrewd enough, but now he is. And the left are so worried about it. That was Stephen Colbert at the beginning of an interview with Jonathan Carl, whose stated mission is to stop people from going back to 4 years of prosperity, going back, you know, from the Biden administration to prosperity under Trump. His mission is that. Previous segment, we played a New York Times reporter who says, I'm part of the resistance against you. The media telling you, I'm not going to report what you want. I'm against you. We already know the judges and prosecutors and whatever else that are against him. And inside of the party of Trump, they're against him. But he still fights. And he still wins. And the reason is, let me tell you, it is so difficult to beat a determined person. So difficult. One of my buddies, he's an Egyptian kid. I mean, he's a man. He's passed away. But growing up, he's a little guy. And he was a Tasmanian devil. And people think I'm kidding when I tell this story. This kid would show up. If you fought him, and he wasn't, you know, he wasn't necessarily tough, but he was persistent, and he could, you know, he could take a punch. This kid would get in a fight, and he would fight you until he beat you. I mean, he wouldn't fight me, because it would have been an ugly scene. But I'm saying, in terms of watching him with other people, he would fight him and fight him and fight him. If you fought him once, you were going to fight him five times. If he was going to come back. But here's what he would do. The next time he fought you, if you beat him up, he'd just, okay, he'd take his licks. But then when he came back, he had a pipe.
or a bat or a rock or whatever. He was the dirtiest little fighter. He was going to do something to make sure you understood. You don't bother him. People don't believe me. His name is Magdi. Magdi would fight until it was to the death. And the only reason why he wouldn't bother me was he knew he would die. Because I was just as brutal. Don't fight me if you don't want to die. But this guy was so persistent, he grew up to become a very successful guy. Doggedly determined. Doggedly determined. And I see that. And by the way, he wasn't a guy to pick fight. He got picked on. He had big eyes. He was Egyptian. He had big eyes. And some of the girls thought he was cute. I mean, they were kind of fish-eyed to me. But he's a fun guy to be around. But I'm telling you, people would just pick on him. Determination. And it stopped people from picking on him. But it translated into his determination in business. And he was a very successful business guy. So anyway, that's Donald Trump. Fight to the death. Determined. And so Colbert is going, well, what's with it? I don't understand. Why do people want to be around this guy? I mean, because he's not like you. He's not fishing for audience approval. He's not trying, you know, oh, this is where the money is. This is where the network, you know, is going to pay me if I say this, do this, or whatever. He's going, no, I don't care. I'm going to get it done. And I love that. Anyway, there's lots going on that kind of impact this, and I'm going to talk. I'm going to do a whole thing on Trump is remaking the black vote. Now I've hinted at it, but we're going to touch on it again. How he's waking up the Democratic Party to the idea that you don't have blacks, and there's one little thing that needs to happen in the black community. We're not going to talk about it today, but it's going to flip things in a way that's going to change politics forever. You won't want to miss that. What I do want to talk about is Donald Trump's determination and what he's done and what the left is doing to now make people look at Trump differently. That's why I played the clip of Chams Wadpadri, whatever, the multi-billionaire Indian guy who says, I'm homeless politically because he doesn't want to be a Democrat anymore, but he doesn't want to officially be a Republican, but he would support Trump. Well, listen to this guy. This is a Hollywood guy that's now part of Trump mania, Michael Rapaport. I want to play this clip of Michael Rapaport because he's starting to wake up. And by the way, this guy is one of the biggest anti-Trump people you would ever meet. I don't even have to tell you because he's going to tell you himself. But listen to this as you determine, well, can Trump get the vote of so-and-so? Listen to this. Hollywood anti-Trumper, never Trumper for all intents and purposes.
If it comes down to pig Donald Trump and smoking Joe Biden, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Voting for pig Donald Trump is on the table. I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. I'll still call him slob Donald Trump, pig Donald Trump, and all that. But we need to get this whole fucking situation under control.
I love it. You know why I love that? Because he is so mad. This is a guy that I can't stand Donald Trump, but you know what? He's smart enough to go, if it's between these two, I'll take him. Now, I'll ask you this. That's a leftist who's looked at the situation. He's looked at the truth of the situation, and he says, you know what? Joe Biden, who I'm supposed to love, he's supposed to have my undying devotion, and I'm going to leave him. Do you think that there are people that hated Joe Biden and right now are saying, man, that Donald Trump and these Republicans are so bad, I hate Joe Biden, but I'm going to vote for him because, man, this situation is in that pig beep, Joe Biden? Do you think that person exists? Yeah, me either. That person doesn't exist. If you're ideologically for the Democrats and you're going to go that way. But there's nobody that's like so hatred of Joe Biden, you know, in a similar situation, I should say, as Michael Rapaport, where they absolutely hate Joe Biden, but they're going to vote for him because he's so good, or the things are so bad on the other side that they got to vote for the Democrat. Now, the media will try to make you think that person exists, and those people are in mass. But you want to know who's coming over? The Michael Rapaports. This is the guy that said, voting for Trump is on the table. Okay. He hates Trump, and it's on the table. What do you think the people that maybe just kind of dislike Trump, what do you think their thoughts are? What do you think the people are that just don't, you know, they're kind of ambivalent against Trump versus Biden? What do you think they're thinking? If you've got a guy in Hollywood that's this vitriolic, hates Trump, a never-Trumper who's changing his mind, what do you think the average Democrat is doing? Now, I come back to this. Why don't the Republicans capitalize on this? Michael Rapaport has given you a commercial. I'd be running this commercial on radio and TV right now saying, this is how bad things are for the Democrats. This hardcore never-Trumper, in his own words, voting for Trump is on the table. Sur la table. That's right. Now, Republicans are pushing a narrative that we need a change. We need DeSantis or Nikki Haley or whatever. We played a clip earlier of Jonathan Carl saying a year ago, DeSantis was leading Trump. I don't know if that's the case, but I know this. It was a much tighter race. And now Donald Trump is double digits. I'm not talking 10%. I'm talking 40% or more, 50%. Higher than the next person who's running against him. How do you go from that, from where you're almost a political non-starter, to where you're polling ahead of everybody with insane numbers? How do you get to that? You get to that by being true to who you say you are. And that's what Donald Trump has done. We got a lot more show, folks. Keep it here. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bad news for the Democrats, it always is. We don't deliver much good news for them. It's not intentional. It just is what it is. And this particular thing, I didn't know this, by the way. Cracker Jack group of professionals at work. Kevin Jackson Network found this information out. But do you know this is probably going to be a record year for retirement of congressmen out of office, particularly dun, 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 the party of lynching of black folks? The Democrats are going to let, I mean, a lot of people are walking away from the job. Do you know what it takes to get a congressman or a senator to leave? There's got to be a scandal. They either have to know I'm done, or it's got to be a massive scandal. And in some cases, a couple of rare cases, they're shooting for higher office. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If your party's leader was a corrupt, pathological liar and a brain-dead moron, would you want to stick around and take one for the team? Or would you cash out before the bomb explodes and you can avoid being hit by the shrapnel? I opt for the latter. With less than a year before Election Day, 2024, the number of retirements in the House and Senate may break a record for this cycle, folks. Right now, let me ask you, I'm going to ask my guys, my Purdue, how many people do you think are retiring from Congress total that we know of right now? How many do you think? Oh, that's right. You guys got me the story. Forget it. Forget it. You know. I'm asking the guys that got me the story. Okay. I'll ask you. You, the audience. How many people do you think are retiring? 435 members of Congress, 100 senators. Who do you think wants to give up their seat? How many? Okay, let me give you the answer. 34 members of Congress have already announced they're not seeking re-election. Now, this includes Joe Manchin, senator who, from what I hear, he's a Democrat out of West Virginia. I hear Joe Manchin is going to potentially run against Joe Biden. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know. I think a lot of people will. But I think Manchin probably feels like he has as good a shot as anybody, because who are you going to bring in? You're going to bring in the golden boy, Mr. Poop Map City, Gavin Newsom? What about Kamala Harris? In other words, this is the weakest Democrat field on the planet. If you're going to throw your hat in the ring, this is the time to do it. Now, I've made a prediction that they were going to do this before the end of the year, but maybe not. It's dragging on. Republicans are saying we're not going to go into this impeachment mode until after the first of the year. Good strategy, if that's really what they're trying to do. It's delaying the Democrats. But Manchin's leaving. And that seat, they went from leans Republican to strong Republican, because he's gone. They will have no more power. People kept him around because he had power. Now, whoever's going to have that seat's going to be a junior senator. So the Republicans have a very good shot of taking over that seat. Safe Republican now. Now, will Manchin declaring damage Joe Biden? Yeah, I think so. But I don't think it's just the damage of Joe Biden to the party, by the way, that has Manchin leaving. I think he really is looking at it as, I've got a shot. But most of the people who are leaving, I think they're leaving because they're like, Joe Biden is he's killing us. Of the 34 people, I will ask you this. How many of them do you think are Democrats and how many of them do you think are Republicans? I got the number wrong. It's 36. 36. Yep, I have a degree in math. We didn't cover addition. Anyway, there's 27 Democrats who are not running for re-election, and 9 Republicans who are not going to run. Now, some of these candidates are running for different offices. For example, Adam Schiff is going to run for senator versus congressman. So that, you know, that really sort of negates one of the Democrats. But and I hope he doesn't win. I hope Adam Schiff is kicked out of Congress. People like him should never have the opportunity to be in power. But 36 retirements, folks. 36. But here's the thing. More are expected. More are expected. This is in Ballotopia. If you want to, I always want to make sure you have a reference. But they say that post Christmas generally generates a flurry of retirements, and here's why. These people go home to their families. And some of them have already gotten tenure. They've made their money. They're going to get a congressional retirement of $170,000 or whatever minimum. So they've made their money. They don't need to go through this cycle again of raising money and over and over and over. So they go, you know what? I've been there, done that. I spent time with family. I got a chance to go out on the boat. In the case of Democrats, they call their hookers, they got their dope, you know, whatever, Ubered over, who knows. So they got a good life. They're hanging out with Hunter Biden. They're getting into business with Ukraine and China and who knows, Romania, who knows. I mean, they got their crooked dirty going on. Why would I stick around D.C.? I've done all I need to do. So they come back. They're full of, you know, ham and turkey and whatever else they eat. Crow, a lot of crow served during the holidays for the Democrats. And then they come back, and guess what? These guys have to come back to what? The prospect of losing Joe Biden? You think Joe Biden's going to drag you through, going to pull you through? Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. You ain't black. And you know the thing. Joe Biden can't pull anybody through. Joe Biden can't even pull himself through. And the Democrats aren't helping themselves. They want to kill people. They want men to beat up on women, transsexual men to beat up on women. There's a thing going on right now, the LGB separating from the QT. That's a real thing happening right now. They're talking about it. You know who else is separating the Democrats? The Semitics and the anti-Semitics. The people that are, you know, love Jews and the people that, because most Democrats hate the Jews. They don't know why, but they hate them. So you got that element going. You got the black folks that are going, wait a minute, y'all persecuting Donald Trump, man. We love us from Donald Trump. And so that little battle is going on. You got the feminists against the women that are going, look, we don't quite espouse to that, but we do consider ourselves to be Democrats. They got all kinds of battle royales brewing. And everybody's, oh, look at these Republicans, Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the Republicans, I mean, they are disjointed. I ain't going to lie. But they have much more unity. And let me tell you, if the Republicans were smart, I'm talking about the establishment. If the establishment Republicans were smart, we could end this thing. We could end it. Just support Trump. Get out of it. Stop making a mess of it. Anyway, let's get back to the numbers. So we got 36 people right now. They say an average after the holidays, since 2012, an average of either 6.5, this average of 6.5 members have retired in January. Now, in 2014, 10 retired. So, if we looked at the average, and let's mark it down. Six. If six get added to the number, 42 congressmen and senators will retire. If it's 10, then it'll be 46. That's a lot. They said, I'm just thinking about that. But here's where it gets worse. The bad news. Now here's I think the reason that you have so many Democrats, and as I said, Schiff is trying to run for Senate, so you got a couple of people that are trying to up their game. But I don't know what the number is, but let's say 24 of these Democrats are congressmen. If they're congressmen and they are retiring, 24, it's probably because they don't think they can win their district, and that's where I want to go to next. According to Politico, out of the last 15 elections, the party with the fewest retirements won 10 of those elections. But here's where the numbers come in. Even with a partisan lean of 10, a district with a retired incumbent is still considered in play by the opposing party. Now, 10 is a big lead. It means you have a plus 10. So if the Republicans going on the empty sails of the Democrats can go into some of these so-called stronghold Democrat districts, they can flip a lot of seats. That's what's going on. Joe Biden is contributing to the potential for massive losses. And the problem that the Democrats have is they aren't going to have the polls to support them, so they can't cheat with massive cheating because people are going to go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. There's no mass COVID hysteria. And the grassroots Republicans are going to make sure that, you know, this cheating can't occur. So we got all kinds of advantages here. All that the Republicans need to do is stay the course. Get behind Trump and keep these suckers from cheating.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.